This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. WordPress is an open source platform for website, blog, and app development, currently powering more than 25% of the web. And joining us to talk about the power of WordPress and the upcoming WordCamp Cincinnati Conference are Ohio Ghostwriter owner and director of development, Marce Epstein, Pressbuilt co-founder and partner, Aaron Forg, and Focus 5 design owner and creative director, Patrick McGilvray. And you can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Patrick, Marce, and Aaron, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Sure thing. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, WordPress users, it's such a wide range. I mean, you have individuals who are using this, entrepreneurs. You've got large corporations like General Motors. Forbes uses this. The National Football League uses this. Why such a strong appeal? Marce, do you want to give us some ideas of why WordPress is so appealing?
WordPress is very flexible and scalable, and so it does fit the needs of anybody from an individual blogger through a large corporation. And then there's a broad infrastructure of plugins and widgets and all sorts of add-ons that you can do to customize your website. And it's open source. There's a large community available for support.
So this is all built by volunteers, is my understanding.
Yeah, there's a lot of volunteers that do development on it. There's also a large corporation behind it called Automattic that is actually responsible for the original development of it. And they've fostered a great community of people and active development that puts out new themes for look and feel or branding, puts out plugins for additional functionality that you can add on to it. But the community behind it is probably one of the main drivers that cause at least the three of us to use it extensively in what we're doing, just because there's so much to use.
And how many different themes, how many different plugins?
Oh, gosh. Probably hundreds of thousands of themes,
wow.
Probably thousands of plugins.
And again, this has all been done by a volunteer community.
Yeah, a lot of it is free. There are still premium things out there that you can buy. Some themes are premium where you can buy them, but there's also a ton of free themes and plugins that you can add just for use. It's distributed as open source and under licenses such as the GPL that allow redistribution.
Aaron, can you give me some examples of the different plugins, the different themes?
Yeah, I could take the entire segment listing off plugins, but one of the more popular, well, here, I'll give you an example of a real popular one. WooCommerce is actually an e-commerce shopping cart plugin, and this started out as an independent project, independent developers that created it, and this allows you to sell products on your website, sell subscriptions, digital products, physical products, do shipping and order fulfillment. And actually, just I think last year, the parent company behind WordPress, Automattic, actually acquired WooCommerce and made it an official part of WordPress. So that's an example of something going from volunteer through premium all the way up to becoming an official part of the WordPress project.
Patrick, In your thoughts, your opinion, how much has WordPress been a game changer?
A huge game changer. I started coding websites back in the 90s when we did it with a text editor. I used Microsoft FrontPage and Adobe Dreamweaver. Then I found this thing called Drupal, which I thought was amazing. Then I stumbled upon WordPress, and I was like, wow, this is hugely, hugely helpful from two aspects. Number one, the developer aspect, we can build anything we want. We can scale it, as Mars said, it's any way we want. If you can think it, you can build it with WordPress. But then from the end user standpoint, it's very easy to go in there and write a blog post and update a page on your site or add a page if you want to. So for me and what I do with my clients, it's the perfect combination of robust flexibility and then ease of use for the end user.
Yeah. What exactly is WordPress, Aaron? How do you define it?
WordPress is it's installable software. So if you have a website, you've gone out and you've bought a domain name, you've signed up for a hosting server, and then WordPress is a piece of software that you install on that server and you point your domain at it, and then that is what displays data that's been stored in your database, displays it to the world. So when someone goes to your domain or your URL, and they open up your website, they're seeing the data that WordPress has pulled and formatted and made to look nice. In more broad terms, it's a content management system. It's interesting, the history of WordPress, it really started out as a blogging platform, but has really progressed to become so flexible, just like Marce was saying, so flexible that it's deemed more of a content management system that you can build pretty much anything on top of and using it as a scaffold or as a foundation.
So a lot of flexibility. I guess that's its strongest point is that flexibility.
Yeah. I always joke because I'm more of the developer bent, but I always joke that there's nothing I've not been able to make WordPress do, even unnatural things that it was not intended to do. It's ready for those kind of things. Any seasoned developer can go in there and extend it and, you know, just like I said, make it do anything that they want it to do.
Aaron's kind of a magician in that way.
So let's have each of you tell us about your organizations and how you're using WordPress. Patrick, you started touching on that. But Mars, let's have you tell us about Ohio Ghostwriter, what your organization is and how you're using WordPress.
Okay. So Ohio Ghostwriter, I develop content and marketing strategies for companies, often in the manufacturing or technical space. And I think of WordPress as a platform to help get the message out. With a website, it can be the digital hub of all marketing efforts because marketing efforts are fairly comprehensive, from blog posts through white papers through social media engagement, PR efforts, and so forth. And you can post all of that and have your website reflect all of those various activities for the multi-pronged marketing approach. WordPress, as has been discussed, is very accessible. So once a client is set up with a WordPress website, it's fairly easy for them to go in and update their content if they've got a new product they want to list, a new blog, and so forth. And also, behind the scenes, there's analytics available, both within the WordPress infrastructure and also through external parties like Google and so forth, so that you can measure the traffic that you're getting on your website and determine which components or pieces of content on your website are getting the most traffic and which pages are actually converting if you go a level higher with like marketing automation. So that's in a nutshell.
So for an individual entrepreneur or an author, they can use WordPress to build awareness and attract customers and readers for no cost, little cost?
Right. I mean, you have to buy your domain name. You have to pay a hosting company for hosting. And hopefully the hosting company will have security available as well. But it's fairly inexpensive given the potential reach if you are savvy about your content and your outreach.
Yeah, you've had these huge companies, too, that have picked up on it, too, and said, this is a great tool.
Right.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join us. Aaron, has WordPress opened up the world of digital publishing and marketing to people who otherwise wouldn't have had the wherewithal?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's important to note that there's really two avenues that people have in using WordPress. There's WordPress.com, which is kind of a cloud-based, hosted, you don't have to worry about buying hosting or doing all that. You just go sign up for an account, and you ultimately end up with, you know, yourname.wordpress.com. So that's really a easy, straightforward path to get online using WordPress. And I think a lot of people end up going that route because you don't necessarily have to get a developer involved in that case. And you can immediately start publishing on the internet. You can have an online presence right away doing that. And again, it's free. There's also the installable WordPress software, which drives WordPress.com, but that developers like me or anyone who is a power user can go and install on their own server and have a little more control and flexibility with it. So that's, you know, for more power users, you know, I know, Patrick, you use it kind of on your own. You install it on your servers and do it that way because it gives him that extra flexibility to do branding stuff and marketing stuff that he might not be able to do otherwise.
Now, tell us about PressBuilt.
Yeah, PressBuilt is me and a few other guys co-founded it, and we do WordPress, basically WordPress strategy, helping people decide how to use WordPress, how to use it best. We do full custom development and then support and maintenance.
And this has turned out to be a very effective tool for you, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've probably been developing with WordPress for over a decade now, and, you know, it's become second nature for me. So having that expertise that I can then pass off on to other people and allow them to tap into it, because a lot of people have great ideas, they just don't know how to get it implemented, or they don't know how to take it from a concept all the way to an implemented idea, and that's where we come in and help them get it implemented.
And Patrick, Focus 5 Design?
So Focus 5 Design is a branding agency, and we help your business get noticed, connect with your customers, grow, and we do that with brand building and design services, and then your website's a big part of that. And we use WordPress for all of our website projects. There's a really small learning curve for clients to, for the everyday business owner to use WordPress. They can get in there and kind of figure out how to do stuff. We can show them a few things, and then they're kind of off to the races. And then the cool thing about what Aaron does is that he takes that to the other extreme, where he's building enterprise level, data driven software solutions that, you know, are, it's amazing what you guys are doing.
Well, yeah, and you know, to build on that, you know, PressBuild is something that I do as consulting, but I'm also the engineering manager at HVAC.com, and we provide software services and basically an online command center for HVAC contracting businesses and professionals. And WordPress has played a huge part in that we've been able to customize it to build all kinds of features and additional software that doesn't ship out of the box with WordPress. So being able to bring all sorts of companies online using the power of WordPress is really kind of fun to do. And, you know, finding new ways to customize it, new things that you can pull off with it. So
it sounds like WordPress gives you the technological muscle to do this kind of thing. But I take it Mars content's still important, though. You still have to have the right strategies and the right material that you're putting out there.
Content is critical. And I think that one of the biggest mistakes that companies might make is they develop a beautiful website and they have it and it's fresh and it's new. And then they think, oh, good, I'm done. I can move on. And it's not quite like that Kevin Costner movie where if you build it, they will come. You can build it, and they might come initially, but you need to keep refreshing it with relevant content, and you need to post content that solves problems for your clients or your target market. And also, your content ideally will be remarkable in that others will remark upon it and want to share it organically. And the remarkable content is something that one of the marketing automation leaders, HubSpot, has mentioned as a good strategy to engage your persona, your target market, and to get them to keep coming back and to share your content organically. And therefore, it's like a viral marketing effort that they just do organically because they like what you have posted and they find value in it.
And what are some common mistakes that people make when they first get online and they start putting their messages and their content up there? What do you find?
Well, I think it's really important for each company to take the time to develop a persona. And a company might have like three or four personas. And a persona is a typical visitor to the website. For a manufacturing company, a typical persona might be an engineer or a scientist. For a business-to-consumer company, it might be the person in the household buying laundry detergent. So you need to really think through who is your target market and how are they going to progress through your website from your web, your homepage, through product pages, and each page should have a call to action. What do you want the website visitor to do next? Do you want them to fill out a contact form? Do you want them to go to the store and buy something? So you need to think through the entire customer journey and what you would like them to do, and then try to develop content and website structure accordingly.
So know your customer, know your audience before you go rushing in.
Totally.
Okay.
Have a plan.
Now, we have WordCamp that's coming up on October 15th through the 16th. What is WordCamp? Who wants to delve into that one?
WordCamp is a two-day conference, and it's all about WordPress. So what we do is we have a huge list of awesome speakers and hundreds of people from the community that all come together to discuss WordCamp in all facets. You know, it's for beginners, maybe somebody who's just thinking about using WordPress, has never seen it before. It's for power users and marketers and bloggers. It's for developers. There's a very, very small fee to actually attend the conference. It's $40 for 2 days, and that's something that the WordPress parent company has kind of said, you know, we're just going to cap it at this. We want to give this resource to the community and help grow and support the community. So they kind of subsidize the WordCamps, and they're great, great events.
So you got a lot of people mentoring and people sharing information and knowledge and users helping each other. So it's a community of folks who are working together.
Very much so. There's question and answers, there's keynote speakers, there's different discussions, you know, breakout sessions on all on a variety of topics. If you're into WordPress, even if you want to improve your website, in some way, it would be great. It would be helpful for you. You'll get something out of it.
We also even have a non-alcoholic happiness bar, which is basically an opportunity for any user at the conference to sit down with an expert in WordPress and get a question answered and get some kind of glitch they have on their site fixed, because there's people with very deep knowledge who have carved out the time to sit at a table and be there to answer questions.
So, Mars, who are the keynote speakers going to be at this event?
You know, I should have that at my fingertips.
Sujan,
Aaron's got it.
Yes. Okay. Sujan Patel, Bridget Willard, and Jeff Rowe, or Jeff Lowe, I'm sorry, I can't remember. But yeah, so we've got three really great speakers, two of which are local and one which is actually coming in from maybe New Mexico, something like that. But it's really big name. And yeah, they're going to be great. I'm actually excited. One of the other volunteers on our team did a really good job of finding these keynote speakers, and I think it's going
to
be
And they're going to
really
have a
great.
Lot of knowledge to share on WordPress.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And like Patrick said, for $40, it's a no-brainer to come and see these, because any other tech conference is going to be hundreds of dollars just to get in the door, and this is a great value for the community.
Patrick, this is the first time this has been held in Cincinnati, right?
Right.
How many other places has WordCamp been held?
WordCamps are held in cities all across the world, and I mean, virtually every weekend of the year, there's a WordCamp going on somewhere. So I don't know how many they have. Total hundreds.
Yeah, it's hundreds.
Hundreds. Locally, they have had them in Louisville, Columbus, Dayton, Akron, and this is the first time we were like, come on, Cincinnati. We got to get with the game here. So we kind of decided that we were going to make that happen. So, yeah, we just went ahead and did it.
what kind of response do these WordCamps usually get? They usually get big attendance, a lot of people who are interested in this?
Yeah, we kind of cap them at about 250 attendees, and then you've got your speakers and volunteers and things like that. So there may be 250 to 300 people or something like that. We want to keep it small and kind of intimate. You know, that way the shared knowledge is, it's a little easier to, talk to other people and meet everyone, and it's a little more friendly.
If someone can't attend WordCamp, are there local users groups in town or that have meetings or classes where they share information about WordPress?
That is a great question. As a matter of fact, yes. We have a local WordPress meetup. And if you just go to meetup.com and you look up WordPress Cincinnati, you'll find us on there. We meet once a month on, was it the third Tuesday or mm-hmm. something like that? And we just kind of talk about WordPress and how we use it for our businesses. We do some trainings and I don't know. Sometimes there's some beers going on there too, but
and actually this monthly meetup is where the word camp came from. I mean, we were all meeting each month. We have a pretty good turnout of people really interested in spanning the spectrum of people that don't even know what WordPress stands for, all the way up to seasoned developers in it. And we said, you know what, we've been meeting. We've got enough people, enough interest. Let's turn this into an actual event. And that's where we find ourselves now.
Is there a website where people can get more information on WordCamp?
Absolutely. It's
2016.cincinnati.wordcamp.com.
Patrick Marson, Aaron, thank you so much. Aaron kept bailing us out. Thank you so much.
He's got the answers.
Ohio Ghostwriter owner and director of development Mars Epstein, PressBuilt co-founder and partner Aaron Forg, and Focus 5 design owner and creative director Patrick McIlvray. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai. Dave Shermer was the technical director. I'm Mark Caney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU. Each Friday on Cincinnati Edition, local editors and reporters join us for a look at the events, people, and organizations affecting our region and to analyze the stories behind the headlines. And we invite you to ask questions and share your opinions about the latest news in the tri-state and how it was covered by the local media. That's our weekly news review on the next Cincinnati Edition, Friday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.